Today, with modern technology, we always come up with new Hilchos Shabbos Shailos. So, some relatively new, they've always been around for a while, but let's say, for instance, flameless heaters, they've been used in the military for a long time, but now people are discussing for travelers, people who are in the move, in 12 minutes, they say, you could heat up food, so it creates a heat through a chemical reaction. So what about using a flameless heater on Shabbos? Or, as well, very popular, also used in the military, chemical warming bags for those soldiers out on the post. It's freezing, maybe not in Israel, it's not freezing, but other places. And regarding the military question, so we're much more lenient. In general, obviously you have to work out the halachic issues, but it's certainly it could be pikuach nefesh, suffolk pikuach nefesh, securing the country. So in terms of military and hospital use, in general, there's a much bigger betzarach, and poskim a much more meko. But what about this everyday use, or like, it's not a... It's a tzarech, but it's not the tzarech like in a hospital or in the military. So there are a couple of, what are some of the issues? Like one is for the flameless heaters. Let's say, what about Mavir and Bishul? So someone will point out that maybe it's like solar cooking in the sun is okay. And since there's no fire or red hot metal, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem with Mavir. As we'll see, that would be a question that could you violate Bishul if there's no flame or not, even if it gets high. So again, this is assuming these get to Yad Soled Espo. If you don't get to Yad Soled Espo, so we're not talking about Daraisis here. And then there's another Drabbanan of Moed.
There might be four.
But it says it's not lasting. Or Makav Patish. It doesn't last, Rashi writes, if it happens by itself. So, and as well as Hamana, it cools off even while it's wrapped. So regarding the flameless heaters, so in the military, under the right situations, they use it. So whether we could use it in regular time, that depends on how you deal with these different issues. Maker, it didn't sound like it's okay, but since the new technologies, we have to see how the poskim deal with all these issues, as well as chemical warming bags. Also, it's the issue of no flame. So again, so if you hit the Yad Soled Espo, if it doesn't hit Yad Soled Espo, so we're not worried about Bishul. If it hits Yad Soled Espo, so then that's the Shaila. Do I say, could you violate Bishul without a flame? So that was a big machokas. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein or Rav Soloveitchik, so perhaps you can violate Bishul. I think they discussed by microwave, it's not Derek Bishul Bakar. But Mashma, if it was Derek Bishul, even though there's no flame, and I think Rav Shlomo Zalman might argue that you need a flame, and that's part of the discussion in general. So that's a major debate among the Achronim, whether you can violate Bishul without a flame or not. And as well, some people say this might be like a grumma, because it takes time for it to heat up. And regarding makav patish, as we pointed out, there are different types. There's some, so they're shaking the bag and opening the bag. So if you're shaking the bag, so then you're active. That's like hitting the final hammer ball. But if you're opening the bag and it gets exposed passively, so that Rashi and Shabbos, Ayindal, when he talks about opening a completing a barrel, he says something which is makabapatish, if it happens by itself, it's not comparable to the case of hitting the hammer. So therefore, again, so regarding the warmer, so those which don't have, if you get Yad Soled, so Shiloh, if it's Bishul, but potentially according to some, it could be dealing with the races. But if it doesn't get to that, we're dealing with Drabbanan, so it depends on the Tzarach, and then having, if someone else, if you get a non-Jew to open it for you, or, you know, or you can open it with the Shinoi. And regarding, another shaila I just got recently was about what about an electric blanket? They talk about heating pads, but what about an electric blanket? So Rav Moshe writes, so they discussed the issue of muksa. Obviously you can't turn on, let's assume you can't turn on the heating pad or the electric blanket. Let's assume it's on. So they discussed regarding the issue of muksa. So, because the flame's muksa, but Rav Moshe discusses an electric blanket, it might be even a klisha malakto leheter, but if worse, a klisha malakto leiser. So he points out to Rav Moshe, to Rav Moshe writes that since we don't see the heated wires as a separate unit like a flame, it's under, it, we call an electric blanket. Therefore, he says it's a klisha malakto leheter iser, but either way you could use it, because those that are locked, it's a klisha malakto leheter iser. And as well, Avadi Yosu says that you can't compare the electricity in wires to a flame because they're not visible. And therefore, the bottom line is, they say you're permitted to use an electric blanket. So, regarding electric blanket and perhaps heating pad on Shabbos, the poskim, many poskim ameko, when, you know, not to have a Shabbos cock or to have someone else turn it on. Regarding the chemical bag, so it depends on the chemical bags if they don't get yet to Wedispo or if they happen by themselves, so there's more room to be mako versus the shaking versus the getting to yet to Wedispo. Yeah, because then it would depend on whether you're flameless, if you're having heat, which is without any fire, a flameless heater, would that be biblical or Drabbanan? So regarding regarding all these shailas, we were first, as always, we have to figure out whether we're dealing with the raisa Drabbanan, whether flameless heater or these chemical heatings are that the raisa Drabbanan. And then, as always, you have to find out how much, is it a military, is it just in your bury? But, you know, you don't want to get, you want to keep you on to stay warm. And then how we deal with the other issues, whether it's a muksa, chaya klisha malakto, it's a heter, whether it's, you know, makavapantish, molid, hadmana, bitumavir, all these shayas have to be taken into, and you have to have always know the mitzvahs to what the temperature is going to be, how things work, so things are constantly changing, so you have to be aware of the new technologies.